Good morning. Today we are starting our new weekly topic on Parshas Vayeshev, and the connection to Parsha is as follows. There's a pasuk that says, during the ordeal of Tamar and Yehuda, where Tamar feigns being somebody else, being a harlot, and has a relationship, a short-lived relationship with Yehuda, it says that in order to be disguised, she changed her clothing. Vatasar bigdei almanusa. Tamar changed the clothing that she typically wore as an almana me'aleha. Vatechas batzeif, and she covered herself with a seif, some sort of shawl. So the Rashbam actually explains as follows: Tamar kista rosha batzeif. She covered her head with a seif. So that is our Pesach. That's our connection to talk this week about head coverings for women. And eventually we will focus on the minhag in some areas of the woman to shave her hair underneath her hair covering. We see a similar head covering concept by Rivka. And it says in the Pasuk Vatichas, again, Hatzaif Atiskas, that she covered her head with a tzaif, with some sort of shawl. So the Sefer Seichel Tov explains, what's a tzaif? Hu beged, dak me'od, shemishsima sanashim al harosh. It's a thin type of garment that the women would place on their head. So we see here, based on this, that we have both Rivka and Tamar covering their heads with this seif, with this redid, with this head covering. Rivka at the time was a pnuya. She was not married at all, and she had never been married. And Tamar at that time was an almana. So she had been married, but she was not married right then. So our initial question to introduce our topic today and this week is, who has to cover the hair? Is there an obligation, an almana, a widow, to cover their hairs? How about a girl who's never been married before? So in fact, it seems to be that there's a stira in the language of the Shulchan Aruch in this regard, in Orach Chaim, talking about the halachas of Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Sha'ar shel isha shedarka lichsosa, the hair of a woman who normally covers her hair, asur likras kenegda. It's prohibited to say the Kriya Shema when there is a woman there whose hair is uncovered, who typically covers her hair. However, aval besulos shedarkan leilech peruas rosh, but a besula is an unmarried girl who is a virgin, literally a besula, that they typically don't cover their hair. It's murtos to say Kriya Shema in front of them. So we learn from this that a besula is not required to cover her hair. That is not the minug. They typically wouldn't cover their hair. On the other hand, we have in Evin HaEzer, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, lo teilachna penos japruas rosh bashuk, the daughters of Yisrael should not go with their heads uncovered when they are out. Achas penuya v'achas eisha his. This applies whether she's a penuya, an unmarried girl, or a married woman. It doesn't matter. This restriction, this prohibition of going with one's head uncovered in public is going to be applicable. So in one place, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is lenient. That's in Orach Chaim. And in another place, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. That is in Evid HaEzer. So the Beis Shmuel comes to reconcile this apparent stira, this apparent conflict in the language of the Shulchan Aruch as follows, that in Evid HaEzer, that's the second source where he was machmir, that says shepnuya asura hainu. What does that mean, a pnuya, an unmarried girl? That's talking about a woman who was married but is simply married no longer. For example, an almana, a widow, or a grusha, a divorcee, she is required to continue covering her hair because she had that obligation, and the obligation continues. However, when it comes to the first source, it says aval besula mutar. That is talking about a girl who was never married. She's still a virgin, and accordingly, she does not have the obligation to cover her hair. The Chelkos Makochok gives a similar explanation, but the Magen Avraham disagrees. He says he can't explain the second source, which says pnuya. We have to be strict about a pnuya and define that as an almana, a widow, because if that's the case, the Shulchan Aruch should have said it explicitly. Who has to cover? It says achas pnuya v'achas eishes is. He used the more generic term of an unmarried woman. He should have said a widow, an almana, and somebody who is married. But from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch did not say, we cannot read into the Shulchan Aruch that he is simply being strict about an almana in the second source, but in the first source when he said Besula, if somebody is still a virgin who was never married, she doesn't have to cover her hair. That is not the case, says the Magen Avraham. So he gives his own explanation as follows. In Eben Ezer, where the Shulchan Aruch was machmir and says this din of head covering applies to a penuya and an eshes ish and somebody who's married, what does a penuya mean? So he says as follows, Shalotei lachna benos Yisrael pruas rosh bashuk, where it says that the daughters of Israel should not go with their heads uncovered. It says pruas rosh. That is talking about hainu shesosros kalios se'aran, that they take out the braids of their hair and they go with their hair flowing without it being braided together. V'holchos b'shuk, and they go out in public like that. Dezeh asur afilu b'pnuya, that this is prohibited. Even a pnuya, even a girl who is not married, who has never been married, that would be prohibited. So he says that we have different obligations of covering the hair. If it's an eshesis, it's a real covering of the hair. But when it comes to a pnuya, a girl who has never been married, and she's besula, she's never been married, and she's not married now, never been married, she still has some obligations, and that obligation is to braid up her hair and keep it in a more tsanua way. But he says as follows, this obligation for a pnuya, mikomakom tzorech lomar b'tnuya lo mitzamura midoraisa. This isn't an obligation on a deoraisa level like an eshesis, like somebody who is married, but it is something else. It says it's a midas tsnius. It comes from the side of being modest and modest in a dress, that even a besula should not go with her hair flowing. And in fact, that is how he reconciles the two places in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it talks about besulas in Orach Chaim, that they typically don't cover their hair. You can say Kriyat Shema in front of them, but he says in Eben Ezer, but they still, even though they don't have an absolute obligation for covering their hair, this concept of going pruas rosh basuk, going with their hair flowing, that would apply also to a pnuya and an eshes ish, that you can't go with your hair out like that. It needs to be braided up. And in fact, we see in certain places, in certain areas, in certain people, certain sects of Kalal Yisrael, that they are makbid. Even the unmarried younger girls, they will not go out unless their hair is braided together in braids to make it more tsanua. So that is the introduction to our topic. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue talking about various issues of women's head coverings, and we will get into the minhag of those areas, certain groups as well, certain sects as well, that the woman underneath her hair covering, she actually shaves her hair. So that will be a big subject or topic this week. Have a wonderful week.